The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Hello, welcome to The Rescue Worker. I'm so glad that you have joined us today for our Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. The Rescue Worker is a community of people that are trying to live a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love and serve like Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful that you are here, part of this group, being part of this movement. And I want to encourage you to invite others to be part of this transformational journey. I want to encourage you to invite people to watch with you, to listen with you, what we have been sharing here. I encourage you to share our lives, our videos, podcasts with other people. Because I don't know about you, but I have been so blessed by these studies. And I know that God is working your life and He can use you to help other people to align themselves with God if you give them the opportunity to do so. So let's create a movement, right? You can have access to all our episodes and our archives through our website, therescueworker.com. There on our website, you can see the YouTube channel, the Facebook channel, the Instagram, the podcast. People can subscribe to Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and many other ways. So yes, there is many ways to connect to this movement of Jesus apprentices. And as you know, as Jesus apprentices, we have a motto. And the motto for Jesus apprentices is, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. We are here to live this lifestyle of loving God, loving your neighbor, and loving ourselves. So, are your actions, words, feelings, thoughts expressing this motto? Loving God, loving the neighbor, and loving yourself? If not, that calls to surrender and alignment with God. That is so important. We are not here to play as Christians. We are here to be Jesus' apprentices. And one of the great ways for us to incorporate God's lessons and principles in our lives is through memorization, memorizing Bible verses. So every week we have one Bible verse for you to memorize. And this week, Bible verse comes from Luke chapter 3, verse 6. And then all people will see the salvation sent from God. Can you repeat after me? And then all people will see the salvation sent from God. Yes, John the Baptist was here to present and declare the salvation for everyone. And you and I should be part of this movement to present and share Jesus to everyone. Well, today we'll be studying verses 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 of the third gospel of the third chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Okay, so from 10 to 14. And I don't know about you, but I was very touched by God's word yesterday when we studied the message of John the Baptist. And somehow, today's verses are so impactful as the from yesterday, at least for me. And I think we need to prepare ourselves for this message. I remember when I realized the message that we're studying today, not a long time ago, but I said, wow, why couldn't I see that before? What is happening to me? I wish I could see that when I was in the seminary or beginning of my ministry. Why am I just realizing that right now? And maybe it will be that moment for you as well, a Eureka moment. A moment that you say, wow, that now makes sense. And more important to understand is to implement and live out. Live out the message that John is bringing here. A message that comes from God. A message that prepares the kingdom of God. So that means that is the way, the operational way of the kingdom. So it is crucial for us to pay attention to this message. And it is important for us to prepare ourselves to deal with this message and any message that comes from God. So I want to give you a minute for you to prepare yourself. And we know and base our confidence on the message of Hebrews 4:16 that God is available for us. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we'll receive His mercy and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most. So I think we need help to understand this message. I think we need help for God, for our daily issues, for our life, for everything. And more than ever, we need to come to Him. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid of God. And come to Him and pay attention to the movements of the Holy Spirit, to the impressions, to the Word of God. So take this 1 minute for you to pray, to reflect. And then after this minute, we'll have a short prayer and we'll go to verses 10 to 14. So prepare to have an encounter with God through His Word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. Thank you for the freedom that we have to access God's Word and proclaim it. Lord, at this moment, I ask a special blessing upon everyone that is listening to my voice. May your Holy Spirit dwell among us and work on our hearts. Bring peace, relief, forgiveness, salvation for those that I need. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, open your Bible. And let's meditate in God's Word. So, starting verse 10. And just before, let's try to remember where we are. So, yesterday we studied the message of John. John is in the wilderness, calling people to repent, to go through baptism. people would come for baptism. And John was strong, firm, and declaring that they were aligned with the snake's way, the devil's way. And they were not truly in alignment with God's kingdom. And John calls them to repent. Repent. Religious life is not a life of empty rituals, meaningful-less rituals, but is an experience with God. And this experience with God, this repentance, this forgiveness, will result in fruits. And if that is not the case, you're not living the life that God asks you to live, and you have consequences. So, as a loving plea, John the Baptist called for repentance. And I want to call your attention to verse 8, because somehow verse 8 is connected to what we'll be studying today. Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. So John is saying, by the way you are living, that you demonstrate your experience, your repentance with God. Pay attention. John is not saying, do this in order for you to be to repent. No, no, no. Don't get that wrong. Right? John is not saying that. John is saying, if you truly experience repentance and understand the kingdom, that will result in fruits. Is the person being connected to the wine, and you have fruit, right? Maybe one day we can study the Gospel of James, right? I call a gospel as well because I do believe it is, but the letter of James, where we see these works and faith walking together. Some people want to put them in contrast, that they are against each other, but I think they are the same coin with different sides. And John is saying, if you truly have experienced repentance, if you truly have experienced God, that will present through fruits, deeds. He is not saying, hey, do this to be saved. Or he's saying, do this so you can look like you have repented. Right? John is against this meaningless ceremonials, doxology, service, ministry, you name it. He against that. He say, let's be real here. Let's be real here. So here we have this call of John. And now we turn to verse 10. So Luke chapter 3, verse 10, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The crowds asked, what should we do? So they are listening to this message. They are there to get baptized. We need to show in ways that we have repented. So what should we do? And here's a beautiful thing. Because that implies to me that the Holy Spirit is at work. Even though the name of the Holy Spirit is not declared here, named here, I can see His work. I can see His fingerprints. Because if you remember when Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, He says the Holy Spirit is the one that will convince people of their wrongdoings. Is the Holy Spirit that will call to repentance, right? Is the work of bringing justice and calling people to be aligned with God and God's kingdom is the work of the Holy Spirit. So I see the Holy Spirit working here and say, working you and say, okay, what I need to do then, John? And I pray that somehow you are experiencing through this journey the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. What I can tell you is that I have experienced and felt the Holy Spirit point out many aspects in my life. And I pray that He's in action in your life as well. So, what will be John's answer? Verse 11, John replied, "If you have two shirts, give one to the poor. If you have food, share it with those who are hungry." What? What gospel is that? What's message is that? Where is the list of behaviors? Where is the right theology here? What should we do? I know many people that are watching this video or listening to this podcast come from different ways of life, different backgrounds, different understandings of the Bible, different denominations, right? I'm a Seventh-day Adventist pastor. I'm a pastor's kid, so my father also was a Seventh-day Adventist pastor. And since I was a child, my father would take me along with him to do ministry. And one of the areas that my father loved to take me with him was to give Bible studies. And I remember, like 3-4 years old, I was there with my father, learning, listening, and helping people to know more about God and make their decisions. And every time after, like, let's say, the Bible study and many weeks, right, people say, "Hey, now what? Since we have learned about this and that, now what?" And my father say, "Well, now it's time for your baptism." And back then, and I'm telling, close to 40 years ago, my father had those forms that were provided by the denomination for you to fill up the information about the people who get baptized. And there were some questions there, right? And then questions in this form were related to, well, okay, so you want to get baptized. So since when you have not attended the movie theaters anymore? That was one of the questions. Since when you don't go to nightclubs or dance? Since when you have stopped drinking, smoking? Since when you're keeping Saturday as the Sabbath day? Since when you have been tithing? Since when you stop eating food that comes from pork? Since when you're not wearing jewelry anymore? Since when? And I remember, and I felt sometimes my father, "Oh, I'm sorry, I need to do this question. He's in the form, right?" And some people say, "Okay, today is my last day. I'm wearing jewelry," and they will take, right? And listen, I have some problems with all that, but I'm not here to discuss that. I think there's value, there's a reason for that, and I understand. However, my point here, I want to contrast these questions with the questions or the recommendation of John. Because on that form, I didn't see, "Since when you have given one shirt to those that don't have shirt? Since when you have shared food with those that are hungry?" You see, those questions were very individual questions, an individualistic approach. Those questions were focusing so the person is as much as perfect as possible, so that people can be prepared for one day to get to heaven. Okay, so the movement of religious church life traditionally is, let me give you the proper tools and the proper information, present you the proper behavior so you can live in such a way and be prepared one day to get into heaven. To be prepared for us Seventh-day Adventists to, at the second coming, be on the side of those that will be saved. Let me present you a way for your salvation to make sure that you keep your salvation, that you're right with God, then we will not lose the kingdom of heaven. So religious life has become a way of preparation for heaven. It's my personal preparation for heaven. However, when we study the gospel, when we study the life of Jesus, when we study the kingdom of God, we see a different movement. It's not from this earth to heaven, but the movement is bringing heaven to this earth. Let your kingdom come. That's the Lord's Prayer. It's not say, hey, take us from here to heaven. It's bringing heaven to earth. That is the movement of the church. That is the movement of God's people. It's not taking us here, secretly protecting us as a club and say, take this club to heaven. Let's keep this way singing Kumbaya until we get to heaven. Let's avoid any temptation and sin. No, what we see here in the gospel is bringing heaven to earth. That is what we are supposed to do as Jesus' apprentices. Bring the God's kingdom to earth. And that's a different approach, understand, and way to see ministry and to do ministry. Because the Bible is clear what Micah said. Do you remember Micah 6 verse 8? Know, O people, the Lord has told what is good, and this is what he requires of you. Oh, do what is right, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. That are the values of the kingdom. Love justice, love mercy, and walk humbly in God's presence. So somehow, as Jesus' apprentices, we need to love mercy, bring justice where is injustice, and be humble, not proud of our behavior, our knowledge, our tradition, but be humble before God. That's the way, a lifestyle of God's kingdom, of people that lives the God's kingdom here. So John goes here and say, there are injustice. So bring justice. There is oppression, unrighteousness. Bring mercy. And don't boast yourself for what you're doing. What John is doing here is preparing the people for the King of the kingdom, and we need to live in this lifestyle of the king. And if we don't grasp that, we will not understand Jesus and his ministry. Jesus' ministry was not to take us from here to heaven. Jesus' ministry was to bring heaven to here, to bring justice, to bring mercy, and walk humbly before God. And that is the gospel that Jesus presented. That was the gospel that John presented. But my question is, what is the gospel that we have been heard? What is the gospel that we are presenting? What is the gospel that you're living? It's a gospel that it's all about you. You being perfect to get to heaven. Or is a gospel that brings heaven to earth? How I do that? bringing justice, mercy, and walk humbly before God. That is related to love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. Is the manifestation, is an expression of that. So John says that. You have two shirts, give one to the poor. Isn't fair for someone not having something. Let's do right. If I have food, share with those who are hungry. Hey, that's simple. People were created according to God's image. And they need to have dignity. And you need to restore dignity, life to them. And verse 12, even corrupted tax collectors came to be baptized and asked, "Teacher, what should we do?" And who are the tax collectors? Were Jewish people working for the oppressors, the Romans. And why Romans would hire Jewish people? Well, first of all, that people that were tax collectors, they knew the region and knew the people there. So they knew how the farming was going, how the flock was going, knew how many people were there. So they could tax properly. If it was a Roman coming, passing by, they could maybe trick the tax collector. So the Roman said, you know what, I'll hire some of you so you know exactly how much they need to pay to me. So the tax collector were Jewish people working for the oppressors. And then they became oppressors because they start oppressing as well. And what John says? Verse 13, he replied, collect no more taxes than the government requires. He doesn't ask them to quit their job. Okay, you want to repent, so quit whatever you're doing and go and now live a perfect life without sin, without temptation. John doesn't say that. John says, stay where you are. But where you are, show justice, show mercy, and walk humbly before God. That is the way of life of Jesus' apprentice. That is the gospel. That is bringing God's kingdom here and let the kingdom to manifest. And then we have now verse 14. What should we do? Ask some soldiers. Probably those soldiers were Herod's soldiers that were Jewish soldiers working for the Jewish king, right? A corrupt king as well, had many flaws. John the Baptist will come and talk against him. We'll study about that, right? So there are Jewish soldiers there and say, okay, what about us? What do we need to do? How we live this merciful, justiceful, and humble before God where we are? And John replied, don't extort money or make false accusations, and be content with your pay. Just don't quit your job. Stay where you are and make the difference where you are, bringing justice, mercy, and walking humbly before God. Do you see here how powerful is this message? How different is this message from what we have heard and with what we have practiced? You see, our religious life usually happens inside among four walls. Our religious life is around a worship service, around a sermon. And then, once a year, we do something for the poor. Oh, we do during Christmas time. Oh, we do during this time. Oh, right? The kingdom life is not an event. The kingdom life is a lifestyle. And what if our worship service was about bringing justice, revealing mercy, and walk humbly before God. How that would look like, I tell you, will not be inside four walls. And what would John was preparing and what Jesus would be prepared is totally different, is revolutionary, and must be revolutionary in your life as well. So my question for you today is, are you revealing the kingdom of God where you are? Are you being Jesus' apprentices, loving and serving like Jesus? How are you showing justice, or how you're making justice right now? How are you presenting mercy? And how humbly are you walking before God? That it is crucial. That is understanding what is repentance. That is understanding what means to walk with God. That is what represents an experience with God. But we miss the point most of the time. I miss the point most of the time. I miss the point most of the time when I'm leading my church. And that is so sad for me. But I want to challenge you to repent. Because I have heard the Holy Spirit calling me for repentance. Let's practice justice, love mercy, and humbly walk before God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you so much because you love us. And even though when we don't get things right, you're still loving us. Our unconditional love. And your word is a word of appeal for a different lifestyle, a different movement, not taking us from here to heaven, but bringing heaven to here. Lord, forgive our sins and help us to incorporate the principles and the values of the kingdom in our life. Be with everyone that's listening to my voice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And here are the questions for your reflection based on what we have studied today. And the questions are, what is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? And how can I share these lessons with others? I pray that you'll be able to reflect, contemplate these questions, and make some decisions for you today. Let's work together to bring God's kingdom where we are. Making justice, presenting mercy, and walking humbly before God. I hope to see you tomorrow. I hope we'll come back to continue our study. And I'm sorry. I hope you can see the importance and the relevance of this message and start talking about that. As I said, you can share this video with someone, the podcast. Maybe you can watch in a small group setting. Maybe you can play in your church. I don't know. But let's get this message. out there. Let's see the kingdom of God manifesting here now. May God bless you, and I hope to see you tomorrow.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.